following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? Bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on the final show that we'll ever have because Snowmageddon is
here. It's the end. It's the snowpocalypse.
Dear Facebook friends.
Oh, dear God.
I know it's going to snow.
If, you know, I like Callahan's tweet earlier today. I know you're not on Twitter, but Callahan tweeted out that this snowstorm is getting more coverage than BCS bowl game.
It's crazy. We're glad. Well, we don't know what that's like. Anyway, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The World Match Play is going on. We have got Football Combine, NFL. Brett Maher is going to join us on the show today. Our Loper Link with Kevin Lofton is on the way with the UNK men's basketball. They head to nationally ranked Washburn and Missouri Western for Thursday and Saturday games. Plus, Kyle Means, Tri-City Storm. It's a day we should talk hockey. They're actually going to be outside up at the Hilltop Mall from 11:30 to 1:30 today. They've got their Packet and Purple game Saturday night. It raises funds for the United Way. It's one of the bigger events that they have every single year.
And in about 24 hours, they might need skates if they're out the parking lot at Hilltop. But they're going to be on a different kind of skates, the roller skate variety, the roller blades to play a little roller hockey, which is kind of a neat deal.
And we'll talk with Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm about that here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. So glad to have you along with us. If you'd like to take part, we're also going to give away some tickets today for the Nebraska Danger coming up on Saturday. That's their home game. That's their home opener.
Yeah, and by that time, we'll be done with the snow, won't we? We'll have it all moved out of the way. Already, people are starting to move. A fair number of district games have already been moved because of the snowstorm, some being moved up, some being moved back. And we'll get through it.
You've got breaking news.
I do. You think you're having a bad day, not as bad as Alfonso Denard.
Dennard,
I'm sorry.
But you know what?
Found guilty of felony assault.
I'm not going to go wrong with Dennard because I was having this talk with my brother-in-law over the weekend, and some of the news people call him Denard, and then he goes, whatever Lincoln station was he was watching, he goes, well, the person that's covering the actual story, you know, the that's on the scene, mm-hmm. is calling him Denard. And the anchor was calling him Dennard like the first 2 days, and then all of a sudden he started calling him Denard. I was always told it's Dennard. I'm staying with Dennard. If Mama called him Dennard, I call him Dennard.
That's right. That's right. And by the way, what is your legal name? Hey, you know what? I've had one of those weird last names, Bushcutter. You know, and I was like, you know, this is what I, somebody told me once that I was pronouncing my name wrong. I'm like going, exactly what makes you an expert on my name pronunciation? What is it? What school did you go to that you feel like you can tell me how my name should be pronounced? I mean, you tell me how it's supposed to be pronounced. That's what I'm going to run with there. So anyway, Alfonso is having a bad day.
You can follow. Tell me more.
Well, I don't have the tremendous details, but the assault of a police officer. He said that he did not assault, that he maybe wasn't the most cooperative, but they didn't really buy that case. I thought it was interesting. They brought in Coach Pelini as a witness, but didn't bring him into the chair. He did not actually testify in the case, which I thought was kind of interesting because I don't think he was there at the time when it happened. I mean, I don't know really what they thought he would be able to kind of add to the story there. But.
Well, they have found Alfonso Dennard guilty of a felony charge that he assaulted a Lincoln police officer. This happens to be off the Omaha World Herald site that I'm catching this one. It's all over the place. The jury also found Dennard guilty of a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest and innocent of misdemeanor assault for hitting another man after bumping into him on the street after closing time in Lincoln's downtown
bar. What? It happened after closing time in a bar? Really? No, I figured that was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, not 2 o'clock in the morning. That's weird. Yeah, my football coach always told me nothing good happens after midnight, and I believe it to be true even to this day. Doesn't mean I don't stay out after midnight occasionally, but let's face it, nothing good happens after midnight.
Well, and again, basically, the story overnight, they've just kind of put a paragraph on top of this. There's not a whole lot to go along with it. So we'll find out what will happen. I mean, this carries up to a 5-year, $10,000 fine, which he's not going to get.
He's not going to get that. I mean, if he was habitual. I mean, that's the maximum is for those people that are habitual, and he's not habitual. But it is a felony. And felony, by definition, means a year in jail.
So we'll see what happens to Alfonso Dennard, found guilty today, and we'll see when sentencing is. Time now for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. We'll talk about all the other sports that are going on, but let's start with basketball as UNK is on the road to take on Washburn and Missouri Western State. And co-head men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You guys on the road yet, Coach?
We're headed out here in about 40 minutes. I'm hustling from home to the office now. We had a 6:30 a.m. practice. Kids love that. So, you know, you say, hey, we're going to meet at 6:30 for practice. You got all kind of long faces the night before practice. So we get there and you spend probably about 45 minutes just waking them up. And at a certain point, I had to say, hey, you know, you're going to have to hold down a job at some point in your life. And I don't know how many jobs let you come in at noon, so you might as well get used to getting up early.
Radio.
I was going to say, there's a few of my coworkers, Seth Denny, you know, guys like that, that can come in after that to their regular jobs. Coach, I know you're busy, so we won't keep you very long, but kind of catch me up to date. You have only had a couple of games, both against Fort Hays State in the last 2 weeks. And at this point of the season, that's kind of a long time to only have two games. Tell me where this team was over the last 2 weeks.
We've been up and down really all year, Doug. I mean, you go back before the Hays game at their place, and, you know, Hays has got a good team. They got a really good team. They got basically everything you need. They got a great point guard, you know, solid size in the middle, and just a great chemistry. So, you know, playing that team back-to-back wasn't the easiest of chores, especially at their place. But, I mean, you know, the way I look at it as a coach is it gives you a chance to get better. That layoff, you know, you hope that your kids go hard in practice and see it as a chance to get better. We went down and obviously they, what was it, 25 points or so, they really took it to us at their place, shot the ball unbelievably well, and then came back to our place and, you know, we kind of had the old rematch, and we started off well and ended up going in half down two and just couldn't sustain the second half. So, you know, we just back-to-back weekends playing a really good team. It just happened to be the same team, and now we just hopefully go out on the road and try to find a way to get a split.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Nebraska Kearney men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. Kevin, is the team seems, for the most part, like a lot of coaches will say, we couldn't put two halves together, or we couldn't put 40 minutes together. Maybe we played 30, but we couldn't play 40. Is this simply a depth issue for you guys?
In some ways it is, but, you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, to be quite honest with you, all year long we've really, you know, preach being toughness, being mentally tough. And I think more than anything that's hurt us is just our margin for error is pretty small. It would be if we had, you know, 12 guys, you know, if we were playing 12 guys. In this league, the margin for error is so small. And if you look at, you know, the schedule and the way it's played out in this conference for us, there's been two teams that have just blown us out of the water. One was Northwest Missouri State at their place. I mean, that game was over in the first 5 minutes. And the other was at Fort Hays State. That game was over in the first 7 minutes. So you throw those two teams out of it, those two games out, particular games out of it, and it's just been a situation where, you know, good players are going to make the plays to help you win the game, the close games that we've been in. And we've just had, you know, just little mistakes here or there, whether it be a turnover or a blown defensive assignment, a rebound that should have been gotten but wasn't gotten. All you need are three or four plays like that, and that's enough. We were on a road swing, you know, last month where we lost back-to-back games by 1 point on the road. And, you know, you go back and you look at the film, you see all the little bitty mistakes, whether it be a missed free throw, like I said, a traveling violation, or just something petty that, hey, if you just clean that up, that was all you needed. So I just think a lot of it is execution. Yeah, depth is an issue, but, you know, hey, the other team don't care about your depth when the depth goes, when the ball goes up. You got to find a way to make plays, and we've had our chances. We just haven't been able to do it.
Kevin, you kind of mentioned with this kind of light schedule in terms of the number of games, the importance of practice. What sort of things have you guys been working on practice, and how has practice gone?
We've always, you know, since day one, I've been here working with Coach Croft. We've always been big on the fundamentals, and that's what we try to always spend some time in practice working on the fundamentals. Of late, I would say, especially this week, but some last week, we kind of really worked on our offense. We've tried to implement more screen and roll action in our offense. If you look at the league from top to bottom and you analyze every game, that's the one action that you see a lot of, is someone setting a screen on the ball to try to free up the ball handler, because in this league the athleticism is really good from top to bottom, and it's, you know, you have some really good defensive teams, so you have a hard time, you know, beating someone one-on-one, and when you happen to, there's always someone right there waiting to help. So if you can run, execute the screen and roll well, a lot of times you can break a defense down. So that's something we spend a lot of time on.
Talking for another minute here with Kevin Lofton, head men basketball coach at UNK. Washburn and Missouri Western are the two ball games. Washburn is just supposed to be one of the top two teams in the conference, and they've got a player of the year candidate in Will McNeil. Obviously, they came to Kearney 72-56 early in January, and then Missouri Western, who gave Washburn all they wanted last week. Tell me a little bit about these two squads.
Washburn is really talented, and I think the biggest thing is you got a couple of schools. I think, in my opinion, I don't know everything. You guys know that. In my opinion, I think the teams that I've been impressed with the most from a chemistry standpoint, looking at the first time through, and now dipping into the second time where we're going to play some of these teams for the second time, Washburn and Fort Hays, to me, have the best chemistry. You know, they have good players, but the chemistry is there. You can tell there's no infighting about who's getting shots and when they're getting them and how many they're getting. So, you know, that's the one thing that stood out about me. Their two guards are really good. Now, you mentioned the one that was, I think they had the All-American candidate that's done well, but, you know, his backcourt partner is just as good, and he handed it to us when he came to town. Really got him off to a good to a good start hitting some threes. But, you know, they don't wow you. They are athletic, but they don't wow you with their athleticism. They do have size, but they don't wow you. But, I mean, man, they play good defense. They move the ball. They don't turn it over a whole lot. They're efficient with their shots. So it's going to be a tall order to upset them at their place. But that's kind of what we need to try to find a way to do. And then Missouri Western, I have not seen them much. Usually when I'm watching and scouting, I'll see a team two or three times, you know, but I have not seen them much since they left. I know they rely on a kind of a 2-1-2 zone, and you know, they are athletic, and I think they're probably the team I'd point to in the league that, you know, at a certain point found their confidence. They got off to a really slow start, but they found their confidence, and they've come together, and they seem to be playing good basketball.
Obviously, Coach, going 2-0 would be a successful trip. Short of that, what would be another way of kind of measuring success for you guys in this road trip?
Well, even when we were in the RMAC, we were happy to get a split on some of the road trips. And that, I don't think that changes. If we could go on this road trip and just get a split, you know, it would be a step in the right direction. I think, you know, I'm looking at, you know, when you look at kind of how we've done, we struggled. I mean, look at the record. We've had a poor year by our standards, and we wanted to do a lot better. We thought we could and should do a lot better. It just hasn't worked out like that. But as a coach, you get to this time of year, you start to analyze, okay, moving forward, who do you think, you know, can step up and maybe be a difference maker for us, maybe toward the end of this year and also looking into next year. So a guy I'm kind of anxious to watch to see how he kind of finished the year is Tyler Shields. I think, you know, he's more athletic than people give him credit. He's a really good shooter. I think one thing he learned the hard way facing Hayes, who's a good defensive team, he was only able to get 6 shots in 2 meetings, 2 combined games. He only had 6 total shots. So I think, you know, he's going to have to – I think he realizes now how much he has to develop his game, whether it be learning to put the ball on the floor and get all the way to the basket, things we've talked about. But when you're, you know, you tell a kid something and he's still able to go out and do have success with things he's done all his life, you know, sometimes it doesn't sink in. But when you put him in a situation where – he's playing against a really good defensive team that has really geared themselves to stop him, and now he sees his deficiencies. Now that he really sees it, now I'm kind of hoping that he's able to make a jump toward the end of the year, coming off of a screen and roll or just facing up and getting a guy to the basket, being more versatile. I think he's got a chance to really, you know, be a good player as his career winds on. He's a great shooter. He goes really hard. But, you know, just learning to expand his game, I think, is – you know, something I'm watching. I'd like to see him do on this trip simply because, you know, we need him to.
Finally, Kevin, this just came across. We have this piece of information, the release here, that Mike Dentlinger has been named a first-team academic All-American. And I know there was some problems with some academics this year that you guys had to deal with and lost a player over the whole deal. So on the other side of things, Dentlinger continues to get it done. He was second-team academic All-American last year and now first-team academic All-American.
That's great, because I didn't know that. You just dropped some breaking news on me.
That's why I'm here, man. That's why I'm trying to return the favor.
I wish I'd have known it at 6:30. I would have told him, may have perked him up a little bit. He was sleepwalking along with the others. But,
he's up late studying.
That's it. I'm going to have to cut him some slack now. But, I mean, hey, Mike is a great kid. That's one thing you know about Mike. He's been a model citizen for us since the day he stepped on campus. Very respectful. Works hard. You know, he's got things in perspective as far as you're a student first, and that's the most important thing. You know, when we were going through some of the academic issues toward the end of the first semester, you know, he grabbed Pierre Newton and said, hey, I can help you. I can tutor you. You know, I could sit down with you and help you in some things, making sure that you're doing things the right way with some of the assignments, because I've had that class before, so I can tutor you. And, you know, I mean, just having a guy, that's leadership to me, you know, so... I know it's been a frustrating year as far as on the court for him with, you know, he has knee issues this past, the first Hayes meeting he set out because he had a concussion. So, you know, he's kind of had the injury bug for the last couple of years, but, you know, you sure hope he would finish strong and you know, a kid that works that hard both on and after off the court, you just wish him nothing but the best.
All right, Kevin, hey, hopefully no problems with the travel. Go play some good basketball, see if we can get a win or two this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Hey, I'm the worst Packer in the world. I got like 2 huge bags in my car right now. I'm expecting to be gone for a while, so we'll see what happens.
You still don't like the cold weather, do you?
You know what? I sit here. I had to lecture Pierre Newton about the benefits of getting long johns. And here I sit, and I don't have mine. I'm freezing right now. I've been here almost 17 years, and it still gets me when it gets like this. So, hey, it is what it is, though.
All right, buddy. Hey, Kev, thanks for the time.
We'll see you guys.
Take care. Kevin Lofton, co-Edmonds basketball coach at UNK. A couple other things that are going on with the Lopers. Of course, men and women at Washburn tomorrow night, Missouri Western Saturday. The wrestling team, this is their money time. They go to the regionals out in Shadron, where they might actually miss all of this. And this is to see who gets to the national tournament. The track team is at the MIAA Championships in Warrensburg, Missouri. The baseball team, two wins yesterday. Damon Day's squad right now is 4-1 in the MIAA. They win 10-6. Brian Weiss, two home runs in the first game, 5-4 in the second game in 10 innings.
A way different start to the year than what Lopers kind of started with last year. And hopefully that momentum will continue to be on that uptick. Congratulations.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you, Randy. After picking the Super Bowl correctly, Damon Day.
Let it go!
Damon Day, you know, asked for some advice here. And I gave it to him.
Yeah.
And now 4-1.
Yeah, this is why we're on elevated seats.
You know who's next? Josh Howgie.
Yeah. Okay.
Josh Howgie's going to get some advice. Only if he asks for it, though. We're going to quit losing one goal games.
Well, hey.
Now, my advice for him is not going to be.
If you could just stick with that formula right there. I mean, how hard can it be? Just stick with that formula.
Apparently, just win
the close games in hockey. Wow. Wow. This is why we come here. This is why we come here, for this kind of knowledge.
It keeps you excited till the final horn, though, if it's a one goal game.
True.
You get that empty netter, got a chance to go to overtime, free hockey. You know what they could have, and Kyle Means is going to join us here in just a minute. Overtime means free beer.
Ooh, that would be good marketing, actually. That'd be pretty good.
We'll see what we can get.
That's usually when you want to get people to start to sober up, is generally what they want to do there. Don't start serving beer in baseball games until the seventh inning. There you go.
Open up those suites. Let's go.
There you go. That's how that works.
Our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Kyle Means for a little street hockey coming up next.
Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called ReFirm.
Try ReFirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. ReFirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free ReFirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Your engine cylinder head must babysit a mob of angry pumping cylinders. And though getting punched in the face a million times a day, it does not complain. It's not the whiny sort. But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. But you won't see that in a grumpy status update. That's just not how a cylinder head rolls. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on.
He's the 2013 recruiting class, Bo's best.
Bo Pelini's deepest class.
Sean Callahan is at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, Tuesday the 26th.
One of the areas that really stands out to me is how they address the line play.
The Indian Head Golf Clubhouse, Grand Island, Wednesday the 27th. Call for a reservation.
I love the potential impact that both running backs Adam Taylor and Terrell Newby will make in the Husker program.
At Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on the 28th, 6 p.m. each night. Made possible by CNL Irrigation, proven technology that works. And by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter storm warning will go into effect here later on this evening. Otherwise, today we'll see skies becoming mostly cloudy with areas of snow showers up to a dusting of an inch possible to accumulate. It'll be rather windy as we'll see high near 30 degrees. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us. Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, it's Wednesday. Get fed, get full, so that when you go home, you don't have to worry about feeding yourself, and you'll have a good base here for the next 24 hours.
Oh, you need a good base. A good, solid base.
But you know what else happens?
Tell me, Doug. Oh, tell me. Tell me. Wax poetic for me.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Get it all filled up. Take care of what's ever going on.
It's always
on.
Important to have a base.
We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget, Cunningham's is where Sean Callahan is going to be next week for the Husker recruiting luncheon. Or not luncheon. It's an evening meal this
6
time
o'clock.
Around.
Yep.
6 o'clock next Tuesday. He is at HK Sports Bar and Grill. That's the 26th. The 27th, he's in Grand Island at Indian Head. And then on the 28th, Thursday, he is at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. He will, of course, share some thoughts and video of the Husker recruiting class. He'll answer all your questions as he does every time we have a lunch. But this is 6 o'clock at night. Cunningham's Journal in Kearney, Indian Head Golf Course on the 27th, 26th, HK Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by TNL Irrigation and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Always good crowds for that, and especially at Indian Head if you're interested in going, get a reservation. Otherwise, you may not get a seat.
We're going to play some outdoor hockey. By the way, Kyle Means, Tri-City Storm, what do you think about that? Overtime free beer.
That's a great deal, especially as many overtime games as we've played the
for
last
the spectators.
Couple
of I feel the need to point that out for the spectators.
We may have to ask our police officers that work the games what they think of that. But you know what? It's all in good fun.
They're put a kibosh on that.
Well, you know how it is. You know, you have that. If it snows 12 inches on New Year's Day, you get your furniture free.
There you go. There's some sort of insurance policy.
Overtime hockey equals free beer. You know, we'll run that one by the boss.
It doesn't even have to be everyone. I know Brooksy's in. We just got to convince Shay.
Oh, Shay will be fine with it.
Well, all he has to do is say, "That's fine, guys. But I'm leaving mid-third period every night." That's all he's got to do.
You guys mop up when you're done and take care of that.
How awesome would that be? Seriously. Free beer overtime.
I'm sure the beer sponsors would be all for that.
Well, let's work on that. But hey, instead of that, let's talk about a cause that the Storm is with right now. Packet in Purple is coming up for your home game Saturday against Green Bay. It benefits the United Way. And you got a crew up there at the Hilltop Mall right now getting ready to play outside, crazy guys.
That's right, yeah, and this weather is pretty brutal. But you know what we call this? We call this hockey weather.
Exactly.
So it's just another day in paradise for us. Our guys may not even wear coats out there playing street hockey. Who knows? But yeah, we're up at the Hilltop Mall in the Herberger's parking lot from now until about 1:30. The guys are going to be putting on a street hockey exhibition. We're right along 2nd Avenue, so it should be a good visual there as you're driving by. And the best part is we've got a free hot dog lunch for anyone who wants to come out and join us. You know, we've got hot dogs, Coke, chips. Come on out, get a free lunch, and check out all that we have going on today. Of course, this is all to help kind of kick off our Packing in Purple week. Packing in Purple, it's the 7th year for that promotion, and we've been teaming up with the United Way and the Nebraska Lottery. Nebraska Lottery helps support this, but we do a jersey auction for the United Way. We wear specialty jerseys, and then after the game, those jerseys get auctioned off to fans. And all proceeds go back to the United Way. It's probably our most successful fundraiser of the year.
And you guys do a lot of fundraisers. I mean, you guys have a lot of causes that you guys support through the course of the year. But United Way is probably one of the premier events that you guys do.
Yeah, it's been, and this year's been fantastic. We've had a lot of great support from our fans and from the community, and we've raised a lot of great money for many great causes. We've had several elementary schools come out to games for big group nights, and they actually help us sell tickets, and then a portion of the proceeds from those tickets goes back to the school. And I think we raised close to $2,500 for one of the local elementary schools this year, and there's been some others in the mix, and there's some more coming up. This Saturday, Buffalo Hills is going to be at the game, and a portion of the proceeds goes back to them as well.
Last year, the jersey auction brought in over $16,400. They've raised more than $172,000 with this event over the course of history. Here's the important question. What do they look like this year?
The jerseys are purple camouflage, which is kind of crazy to think, but I think we've got a picture on our Facebook page. So check out Storm Hockey's Facebook page. You can get a shot of those right now. And they're pretty interesting looking. You know, we had a couple of designs to choose from. We put them online and we let the fans vote. And the fans voted 75% for the camouflage jersey. And I really like the way they turned out. They're really sharp looking. I can't wait to see them on the ice.
Oh, Randy. There's only one guy I'm worried about right now.
Who's that?
Jared Schaffrin. They're camouflage. He won't be able to see him.
Well, oh, man. The numbers are a solid color.
He's worried about the numbers. Yeah. He's a little worried about the numbers. We were talking about that just yesterday. But, you know, Jared, he's a true professional. I'm sure he'll come through with no problem.
Yeah, good for that. You know, in years past, you guys have done some other events.
Oh, I'm going to keep stepping on you, Randy. I'm sorry.
I should get used to it. I know.
Look, I'm looking at
There's a shot of it right there.
There's the shot. Jeff brings it up. We'll put it up on our page, too. You know what that looks like? It looks like the weather map everybody keeps putting on the Facebook page. That's what it looks like. It's white here. It's purple there. It's
mostly purple. Mostly purple.
So you're saying the storm is coming. That's what it looks like.
It's kind of that digital camouflage that they kind of do now.
Yeah, I'll step back.
Let's see how that works. You know, in years past, you guys have done some outside events. You've had some outside events in terms of having open ice, you know, going to Yanny Park and being on the ice itself a little bit. Is that kind of what precipitated the idea of doing a roller hockey kind of an outdoor event? Because, you know, you're going to get very wet if you try to skate on the pond at Yanny Park right now.
Yeah, and that's part of it. Is definitely we've had some successful pond hockey events, and we had plans to do it again last year, but we had such a warm winter there was no ice, and so we took a step back from it, and so we're kind of waiting to go back to that, and I think we will in the future. But for today's event with the street hockey, a lot of it was created this past summer. We did a street hockey tour. We went to different communities, and we put on street hockey clinics for local kids to help generate some excitement about hockey and as a sport. And we kind of carried that over to this week, thinking, well, let's bring it back. Hoping for good weather, and today's okay, but you know, we'll get the guys out there putting on a little street hockey exhibition, and a big part of it is drawing attention to the game of hockey, and this is our way to do it outside of the arena.
And again, you're going to be right on 2nd Avenue, so people are going to, you know, you'll probably get some foot traffic, people that don't even realize it's going on.
We hope so, yeah, right off of 2nd Avenue. It's a great visual, and hopefully that'll grab some traffic as people are coming in. And hockey fan or not, we've got free hot dogs, and hopefully you can enjoy today's event and keep in mind Saturday's hockey game.
What do you think? What's it going to take to get over the hump here for these guys?
Well, obviously, we got to stay healthy. That's been the big thing this year, is keeping our strong guys healthy. And, of course, we just had an injury to our goalie, Johan Mattsson, with a concussion, and he's kind of up in the air on what his availability is moving forward the rest of the season. But Kuale's been huge stepping in there in his spot, and I think, you know, the big thing is consistency. It's such a tough division that we're in, such a tough conference in the West from top to bottom. And if you looked at our record and you put that up against teams in the East, we'd be right in the mix of things. But in the West, everyone's really, really strong. And this year seems to be even more of an exception with that. That, you know, Omaha started out a little rough, but they've come on really strong. Lincoln's tough. And Waterloo's unbelievable. If you look at the scoring leaders in our league, Waterloo has, I think, three or four of the top scorers, of the top 10 scorers in the league is on Waterloo's roster. Mm-hmm. And Fargo's really good. We've struggled with Fargo this year. So we've, you know, what's it going to take to get over the hump, you ask? Definitely consistency and confidence.
Are you kind of getting to that point where now you start thinking, okay, well, let's start looking at next year? And you're always building for next year. I mean, there's always kind of that idea. Is it kind of evolving to maybe a little bit more of that, looking toward next season versus this season?
Well, I think our coaching staff will tell you, and Josh Howji has said it, that we're playing to win this year. And they're always working on, like you say, they're always working on deals, and they've made some trades this year that'll help us out in the draft. But ultimately, we still want to win now. And we got a ways to go to get to the playoffs. There's a lot that has to work in our favor, but we're not mathematically out of it. And until we are, and even then, we're going to keep working hard every game, putting on a great show on the ice, and hoping to steal some wins.
Kyle Means, Tri-City Storm, with us in studio. He wants to get up there and watch some street hockey. They'll probably put you to work, too. So
I might eat a hot dog or two.
Sampling. You got to sample.
It's going on right now until 1:30 up at the Hilltop Mall in the Herberger's parking lot. And then, of course, Saturday's home game against Green Bay. Kyle, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, I appreciate the time. Thank you, guys. Come on out and join us after the show.
And, again, work on the free beer. Overtime free beer.
I'll ask about that.
Thanks, Kyle.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Super Station here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we've got all kinds of activity going on. Andy's going to join us here in just a moment. They're keeping busy out there at Cattleman's, which is going on. It's a very, very busy time going on with the folks out at Midway. It's truck month at your Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and Andy's keeping busy. Cattleman's Classic this week. Where better to show off the greatest trucks that are on the market?
It is. I tell you what, you know, we're very lucky. We've been doing this sponsorship with the Cattleman's Classic for years now. And, you know, it's really a testament to the people that are out there. And I know growing up out in Aurora, Nebraska, you know, the one thing my father used to hoot and holler about was everybody in the eastern part of the state forgets about us out here, you know. And you know what? There's a reason that these things work out here in Kearney, Nebraska. You know, you got everybody driving in from western, you know, northern Nebraska, southern Nebraska. And you know what? And people are appreciated around here. You know, it's not something where we just say, hey, can you pay your taxes and we'll forget about you? That's what my father used to always say. There you go, Wayne. But, you know, the big thing is we understand that. And we understand these people work hard. You know, Chrysler, God bless them. They came out with a fantastic commercial during the Super Bowl. I mean, I had so many different people stop and say, wow, that was cool. That was really neat how they went ahead and incorporated that. You know, just hearing Paul Harvey's voice. I mean, that was, I grew up, you know, out on the country roads working in the fields. And you know what? You always got the whole story when you talk to Paul Harvey. And it was really interesting. But right now, if you're in town for the Cattleman's Classic, you need to check us out. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. I'll kind of run down what we got going on right now. Right now, we have five leftover 2012 Ram 2500s. Now we have three of them that are diesels. Every one, we just went ahead and we marked them for blowout prices. It doesn't even work. I wish I could show you my cost on them because trust me, it doesn't work. We're doing $9,000 off the remaining three urea-free diesel Rams that we have. And then we're doing $7,000 off the 3/4-ton 5.7-liter Hemis that we have. The brand new 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500. We have some of these models out here right now. Some of them, you know, if they're Laramie, different packages, over $7,000 off the completely redesigned Motor Trend Truck of the Year right now. As deep a discounts as we've had on these vehicles since they've came out about 4 or 5 months ago. Up at the GM store, they're still rocking and rolling up there. They got plenty of 2013 Chevrolet Silverados, whether you're looking for a crew, whether you're looking for an extended cab, a lot of different programs out there. They have trade-in bonus cash to owner loyalty cash. You really just need to get on down there and ask them about that because there's so many different parameters, but they're talking $7,000 off also on a lot of these vehicles out here. What's crazy is that with the manufacturers coming out with stuff earlier and earlier every year, what people have to understand is this 14 Silverado that's going to be coming out is literally going to be landing in April or May. They're doing whatever they can to move these 13s right now, and that's why they're getting so aggressive. Now, on the other side, Chrysler said, you know what, we see what's going on. I mean, if we want to get an incentive war, if we need to move product, we're going to move product too. So what they've done is they've challenged us to get aggressive on our pricing. And here's the great part. You know, you can go ahead and get huge, deep discounts on a 2013 Silverado, or you can go ahead and get really good deep discounts on a 2013 Ram, all new, completely redesigned, 8.4-inch navigation screen, power folding mirrors, four-corner air suspension on these vehicles. We even have a couple of those 2012 urea-free diesels left over. The biggest thing is, I know I just talked really fast and I lost most of you. Hope you didn't change the radio station yet. come on down, Midway Auto Dealerships. Come challenge us. Stop out at the booth. We have one out there. We actually have 12 different vehicles on display. Come say hi to one of the sales reps out there.
Folks, you can't do any better. Annie and the gang take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealership. See them at the Cattleman. See them online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac. Andy, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug.
We've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter storm warning will go into effect here later on this evening. Otherwise, today we'll see skies becoming mostly cloudy with areas of snow showers up to a dusting of an inch possible to accumulate. It'll be rather windy as we'll see high near 30 degrees. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Brett Maher is going to join us before he heads off to the NFL Combine, former Husker and Kearney Bearcat kicker. Farmers, may not be the time to be thinking about, you know, hot weather and June, July, May, August when your crops are out there growing.
But the snow will melt. It won't be enough precipitation. You're going to need some help.
Yeah, I'm listening to the weather guys. Yeah. They're saying, you know what, still need rain.
Oh, yeah.
This spring, still going to have to rain. But, folks, you can take care of your own field with a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. No spoking. I mean, why would you discriminate against some rows of your corn crop? Oh, you're good enough for me to water, but you're not. Oh, you're good enough for me to water,
but
you're
not. But you over there, no.
T&L doesn't discriminate. That's because their pivot system, no spoking.
Equal Opportunity Waterers.
They take care of you, folks. TNL has dealers all throughout the listening area, all throughout the state, and every state in the country they take care of, plus 60 countries worldwide. Check them out, TLIRR.com. Get TNL's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Hastings College has sent us a list of a few more football players that have joined the squad, as we know when we talk to Coach Harper and, of course, Coach Morris at UNK. It's not over. At Nebraska, when the Division
it's pretty much over. Yeah.
But the rest of them have a trickle-down effect. Chris Hartford and Joel Groffel of St. Cecilia are going to play at Hastings St. Cecilia, and so is Kyle Bachman, linebacker and running back at Hastings College. He's going to play at Hastings College, and there's some other kids from around the state and a few from Missouri and Colorado as well. So they continue to fill that out. And tomorrow, state swimming and diving championships. Any predictions?
I hope they heat that pool really, really well. That's my hope. It's not really a prediction so much. No, I don't.
There is no rhyme or reason, and I harped on it Monday, Tuesday, this is Wednesday, about letting people know when these games are going to be moved. Some people are jumping the gun. Some people are waiting to see how bad it snows. I'll tell you right now that Randy Ahrens and the crew over at Hastings St. Cecilia have moved the D1-3 final between Kennesaw and Shelton to Friday night, 6 o'clock. That has been moved Friday night, 6 o'clock. I also notice on the NSAA website that Kearney Catholic Gibbon boys have been moved to Friday, although that hasn't officially been told to us from either one of the schools. So, yeah, you know, sometimes you get included, sometimes you don't.
And there was discussion, and they were talking about it at Aurora with the athletic department there, as well as the coaching staff for Adams Central, kind of mentioned that if the snow comes the way that they anticipate, that their game would be moved to 6 o'clock on Friday against Grand Island Central Catholic, and then the Sandy Creek, and I'm trying to remember who Sandy Creek is playing, Fillmore Central girls district final would then be at 8 o'clock. But again, that's not official yet because, you know, if the snow doesn't happen, they're not necessarily going to move it, but they've already got a plan in place.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, a part of it is unavoidable, but and we were talking about it off the air. NSAA has a Twitter account, right? And they update on the website, so you don't need Twitter to follow them by just looking at their website. Wouldn't it be not, I mean, isn't that what Twitter's for, is that kind of instant messaging to large groups of people? And to me, that would be the perfect use for something like that.
Another reason not to have Twitter.
Well,
I don't learn anything.
Well, it is a handy tool. I love Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I follow it. It's a perfect outlet for my snarkiness from time to time. But, you know, I like, I know. Weird that I'd be snarky from time to time.
I did like your
comment about
your wife.
No, she doesn't do Twitter, but she might listen to the radio. Okay, thanks. I didn't notice my wife said something about her haircut being different, and I had no idea that it was different. I had no clue. So I just kind of tweeted out my wife did something different with her hair, but I'll be darned if I know what it was. Yep. So
sorry about that,
Randy. Hey, thanks, Jeff. You're a peach there, pal. Thanks. You know, I can get away with it on Twitter because that's technology. You know, she's not going to find it there. Radio, she can operate it. Okay.
I feel so much better now. Again,
I did. I really navigated that very well. I walked through that little minefield Jeff created for me. I did a great job on that deal. Yeah. Let's change subjects, shall we? To anything that keeps me married? If we can find something quick.
No, I can't.
Okay. Here I am. Dangling. I'm dangling.
There you go. We're gonna let
end of a rope there.
Alfonso Dennard found guilty. We told you that at the top of the show for assaulting a police officer. Nebraska-Iowa basketball has been moved to Saturday. We could tell you about that. That's going on as well. GPAC Wrestling All-Conference, congratulations to Blake Fruchtel of Hastings College, first team, Jared Lighthead, Alec Chan-Tepetet, second team, Stedman Wang, honorable mention, Garrett Lambrick of Morningside, who's from Wood River, also on the second team. We will take a break, and Brett Maher will join us in a moment. I do want to remind you of the ESPN Superstation poll question. State wrestling duels are Saturday. Do you plan on attending? 79% said no. Uh-oh.
Well,
they're probably not competing.
Probably not. But if 20% of the area went, that'd be a pretty good crowd.
How much weight do you put on a player's performance at the NFL Combine? A lot, a little, or none?
A little. I mean, you're measuring athletic aptitude, you know? Again, they got these tests for like your mental aptitude for going to college doesn't mean you're going to be a good college student, doesn't mean you're going to be a good NFL player. But if I can't decide between player A and player B, and player A has a vertical that's about 6 inches higher than player B, that might be a factor. You know, I mean, it does give you kind of a nice measuring stick, but there's a lot of things that are just so intangible about that sport that, you know, you don't throw away the game film and say, the films are lying to me because this guy's not capable of being a good football player. He didn't measure up as well. You know, I don't think it does that, but I think there's a factor in there. I'd look at it.
I agree, a little. And we'll talk to Brett Maher right after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Well, I think I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports, Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Dockers and Coles present Survival Tips with Bear Grylls.
Whatever wild you find yourself in, the right clothes will help you survive. Whether it's a desperate search for food or the equally important need to make sure any first impression is a good one. Surviving a sub-zero mountaintop or the hot glare of your boss reviewing your presentation. If your wild is everyday life, you need Dockers khakis.
Dockers Signature Khaki, now with staying power technology. Available at Coles and Coles.com. Dockers, wear the pants.
Sagolik and I are in the midst of the Listerine 21-Day Challenge towards a healthier mouth. They guarantee you'll feel the difference in 21 days or your money back.
This Listerine Total Care stuff does it all. Strengthens teeth, restores enamel, kills bad breath germs. They're like six benefits in one.
Yeah, your breath is better. I don't even have to hold my nose anymore.
Well, that's weird. You don't sound any less nasal.
Come on, this voice is pure gold.
Pipe down. For more info on the Listerine 21-Day Challenge and the money back guarantee, please visit facebook.com/Listerine. Listerine.
Haley, do you take the color Crouching Tiger 4022 to cherish every day?
I do.
And Crouching Tiger 4022, do you take Haley's wall for as long as you match her decor?
I do.
You may now check out.
Find your soul paint at Ace. We'll help with the harmonious color palette of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one. Exclusively at Ace, the helpful place.
Find the full selection of Clark & Kensington paints at Big G Ace, your helpful hardware place. North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
A winter storm warning will go into effect here later on this evening. Otherwise, today we'll see skies becoming mostly cloudy with areas of snow showers up to a dusting of an inch possible to accumulate. It'll be rather windy as we'll see high near 30 degrees. Right now, 19.
Forget you can follow us on our Facebook page, on the email, the Bruce Furniture fan line, Twitter. But today on Facebook, Jeff's going to give away a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger game Saturday night against Lincoln.
And by then, the Snowmageddon will be a thing of the past. You'll be good to go.
Steve Anderson is going to join us from Fauner Park. And that's not a good start for them if they get blanketed in snow. But he's going to join us tomorrow. But be watching our Facebook page. And all you have to do to like us is ESPN Superstation. Like us. He's going to pop up a little something about Nebraska Danger football sometime today. Probably a little question or something. Or second responder or first responder, whatever it is he does. I don't know what he does around here when he's not in here producing the show.
He reads Twitter.
You got an idea
already? Reads Twitter.
Well, we can do trivia or we can just do comment and I'll pick a random winner.
Ooh. Well, just check it out, folks. Whatever Jeff decides, somebody's going to win a pair of tickets.
There you go. There you go. That works for me. Hey, and if you're looking for something new either for lunch or for dinner, we got you all set up with...
Big.
Burger.
That would be tonight at the Chicken Coop. Lunch special today at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island or Kearney. A turkey BLT with a choice of side item, only $5.99. And tonight in Grand Island and in Kearney at the Chicken Coop, it is Big Burger Night every Wednesday night. Only $5. Order any one of the burgers off the menu, like their 7-ounce ground chuck and fries. Every Wednesday night, order a cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, or get our legendary Totally Jack Burger. That's going on tonight. Big Burger Night tonight at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and in Kearney.
We've filled out the bracket for the Accenture Match Play. I did so well with it last year. I told these guys, whoever wins the Jason Day, Zach Johnson is going to win that bracket. But, of course, I penciled in Zach just because he's from Iowa, and Day's just kicking his ass. So he's going. And I
picked, and they look like they're having fun.
Oh,
and watching
God.
This on TV, oh, they love the rain in the desert, don't they?
I can't remember. How'd that work last year, Jeff? Did I have the winner? I didn't have Hunter Mahan. Did I? It was close. I killed you guys. But Jason Duffner's who I picked. Who'd you pick?
To win it all?
Yeah.
Westwood.
And Duffner's down, 3 down in his first round match. So I'm pretty much, I can burn this baby. But I always pick Kuchar, and I got him in the Final Four. He's doing good.
And picking a golf bracket, doesn't that make you like, I don't know, the tallest midget? Is that really something to brag about? You're the tallest midget when you do that.
Zip it.
Hey. You know?
Besides, people want to know. I pick well.
Blackhawks. Did you tell me anything about how well the Blackhawks are going to start? Starting the season, who? 16 games, haven't lost a game.
Who?
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Did I pick them to win the Stanley Cup?
I did. First of all, we'd have to explain to you what the Stanley Cup is or what it looks like.
They drink out of it a lot.
They wash their babies in it, too. It's the coolest trophy in all of sports, no question.
By the way, Mark Out East says, I thought Twitter was for Randy's lame attempts at comedy.
Oh, it is. It is. And what's nice about it, it's only 140 characters, so how bad can it be?
Doug and Daddy show with our special guest, Brett Maher, joining us here. We told you about Brett joining us earlier on in the program as he gets ready to depart for the NFL Combine today. He's going to be down there going through all the drills and all the questioning and all the other things. I got to say, first off, Brett, thanks for the time as always, but what does a kicker do to prepare for the combine? We've talked to all of our former Husker boys from around this area that, you know, you got to get faster in the 40, you got to do all these kind of things. What do you do to prepare to show you off your wares as a kicker?
I do a lot of the same things, actually. I just don't do as much event training, training to run the 40, training to do the three-cone drill and all of that kind of stuff. But I still lift, I still run, trying to get faster and stronger is definitely still going to help kicking. I just, instead of doing event training, I just kick instead. So, I don't know, do a lot of the same things. Still, I don't know, still just trying to get better and keep improving.
Brett, obviously kicking is such a mental thing, and you know, the NFL is famous for having the Wunderlich test and all that kind of mental testing that they do. Is there something extra special that they do for kickers? I mean, I'm sure Alex is giving you an idea of some of the things that he kind of went through. Do you have an idea of the mental side of that? What kind of things are going to be coming your way mentally?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything out of the ordinary. I think they're going to just assume that there's quite a bit of pressure, just kind of riding on the whole event and just kind of the personnel that's going to be there with coaches and GMs and all of that kind of stuff. I think it kind of creates its own pressure, I guess, in a sense. So I don't think there'll be anything really too out of the ordinary. Just some important people there watching.
Brett Maher's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. You got to do a special made-for-TV kicking competition down at my mecca, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and you did okay with that. I would assume that something like that would help you prepare for this. Take me through that experience, what that was like.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun. It was kind of like a 24-hour deal. Flew down there, did the filming for it, and flew back the next day. It was just, I don't know, it was fun. It was a great experience, something that I had never really done before or prepared for. But at the end of the day, just got to compete against the best kickers and the best athletes in this draft class. So it was fun just to be around people like that and just to have that experience.
How much help has Alex Henry been in terms of preparation? I know you guys have been close over the years. What sort of things has he been able? Has you have had an opportunity to talk to him, and what sort of things has he kind of told you getting ready for the combine?
I've talked to him a little bit. Pretty much the consensus from everyone that I've talked to is just go out there and be yourself and do your thing. They're not going to throw anything out at me that I'm not going to be capable of doing or anything really outlandish. They just want to see how you kick and how you perform and how you compare, I guess, to other people. So I don't think there's going to be really anything that out of the ordinary. So it's just a matter of taking advantage of the circumstances.
Brett Maher joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brett, what are you going in as a place kicker? Are you going in as a punter? Are you trying to sell both? What's the feeling you're getting?
I'm going in as a place kicker. I'm sure I'll do a little bit of punting just to show that I'm adequate at that. My main focus has been kicking field goals and kicking off. I think that's my best shot, and I think that's kind of the general consensus from the people that we've been talking to.
Well, I know some of the guys that you've competed against in that that television event down in Dallas, Hopkins from Florida State, Sturgis from Florida, Bear from Louisiana Lafayette. Is that kind of the class? Is that kind of your competition in terms of who you think is going to be out there for the draft? And where do you think you might be drafted?
I'm not really sure where what's going to happen really on draft day. I know it just takes one team or one special team coach that needs a kicker to fall in love with you, and then you end up having a job. So it's kind of weird about how everything happens just because there is only one position on the team. They don't generally carry backups and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to go out there and take advantage of whatever opportunities I get and hopefully find that relationship with one team and get a shot in camp and make a roster in the fall.
Did Jerry Jones or any of the boys watch you kick? I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a cowboy, is there?
They've been pretty solid at the kicker position, so I think that one might be pretty far-fetched. And I don't know who all was there. There weren't any scouts or anything there. Just some ESPN analysts and stuff like that. So it was it's pretty much just a production deal. There weren't really a whole lot of outsiders there.
Yeah, it looked like they covered the stands up pretty well. Brett Maher is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Headed to the NFL Combine this weekend. What have you been doing since your last game in the bowl game with the Huskers to today? I know you've done some travel. You've had some different people look at you. Have you learned anything, and who else has been helping you?
I went down to that thing in Dallas, obviously, and then I went down to South Carolina to work with I'm a coach from there who has a connection with my agent, and he's kicked with a lot of guys that have had long careers in the NFL. So that was great just to have another set of eyes, someone that knew what's going on and has seen a lot of guys kick. So that's pretty much my whole travel thing. Otherwise, just been lifting and running and kicking here in Lincoln with our strength staff and just doing stuff like that and getting ready.
With the All-Star Football Challenge and the Combine, does your agent try to prompt something to that happen, or does those events call you? Does the NFL call you, or how do you find out that you were going to be going to the Combine, and how did you get into the All-Star Football Challenge?
I got an email, actually, the day after our bowl game from the NFL telling me that sending me my official invitation to the NFL Combine. So that's how I found out about that. And then kind of the same thing, really, for that All-Star Challenge. They just kind of had a list of guys that they wanted to be there, and they got a hold of our media guy here in Nebraska, Keith Mann, and he got a hold of me and then put me in touch with the people who are in charge of that. And it just kind of all happened from there. So I don't know. I hope that answered your question, but it's just they got a hold of me, and I'm not sure how, I guess, but I guess that's the beautiful thing about social media these days.
Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you getting the sense, is it going to help you that Nebraska has had a good slew of kickers from Sam Cook in the Super Bowl this year to, right here out of Kearney with kickers and Kyle Larson? Is Nebraska solid with a reputation with kickers?
Oh, yeah, I think without a doubt that's a huge benefit of going to this university. And playing in the Big Ten and playing against big-time opponents each and every week, I think that'll that'll end up being a big advantage for me.
How are you feeling, Brett? I mean, are you nervous? Are you excited? How do you approach this? Because, I mean, gosh, there's a lot of pressure on that for you to kind of reach those goals that you've had in terms of being a professional football player.
Yeah, I think I would probably say just more excited than anything. It's just another opportunity. I've had a bunch of opportunities here in Nebraska, and you never know when the next one's going to come, so you got to take advantage of the one you have staring you right in the face. So I'm just excited, and I don't know. I'm excited for the next couple months and to find out where I'm going to be going and what team and all that stuff, and just, I don't know, just hoping for some more opportunities, I guess.
Your fiance still hanging out with you?
Oh, yeah, she is.
I think if folks maybe saw, there was a good article on Brett in the World Herald earlier this week, and it talks about it. It's not just this. What's taking up most of your time? You're graduating, you're getting married, you're getting ready for the NFL draft. Is it still marriage at the top of the list here that's taking up your time?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Got to keep her happy. If she's not happy, then I'm not happy either. So we're doing good. It's coming up fast, but I tell you what, she's been – absolutely awesome throughout this whole process, me being gone and traveling and all that stuff, and she's definitely taken the brunt of that planning, which I guess most people probably would expect, but I couldn't ask for any more support from her. She's been awesome.
I got to think your blood pressure is pretty high. You know, I mean, the wedding, graduation, all these questions about your future. How do you, as a kicker, you got to be cool, calm, and collected. How do you keep it together?
I tell you what, this is since I've been able to think this has been realistic, this is kind of about exactly where I thought my life would be at this point in time. So I'm just kind of taking it all in stride, not taking anything for granted. But at the same time, this is something that's been a dream for me for I don't know how long. And playing the NFL, get my college degree, and then to start a family as well. So I don't know. I'm just really excited and feel, I don't know, very honored and privileged just to be in the position that I've been. I don't know, just do whatever I can to make it all work out, I guess.
Well, he's been all around. I mean, just even making a switch to coming to Kearney from Centennial and then going on to Nebraska. And hopefully Brett Maher, we get a chance to catch up with him again before the NFL draft in April. But before I forget, and I don't want to forget next time, for the folks that go to – they make these Husker players do some different things, whether it's volunteer work or all the things that they do. But then there's some quirky things. And if you go to home games, it's sponsored that, you know what, they put one of the seniors up on the board and they like ask him a question and they have to choose. And Brett had to do that. I think it was the last home game maybe this year. And one of the choices was, what is Kearney's coolest attraction? And it was like the archway or the glass bottom boat ride. And Brett had a classic reaction on the big screen. Have you been on the glass bottom boat ride, Brett?
No, I haven't. That's why I couldn't pick it.
I think we'll put that in. That'll be like the bachelor party or wedding plans. You can get some photos there. You know, we can get all kinds of things worked out. We'll take care of that for you. But Brett, hey,
yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the time, buddy. You're always great to talk to, and best of luck with all that's going on. We'll catch up with you again soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brett. Brett Maher joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Would not be a good day for a glass bottom boat ride.
No. Well, I mean, early. Now, you could get away with it now, but pretty soon it's going to fill up with snow.
No,
so it may not work out that well.
Some great photos. Some great, great photos.
Yeah. A little fishy.
All right. Tomorrow at this time, what do you think?
It'll be snowing. How's that for a prediction? Woo! Then I'll brag about it for like 6 months.
How much snow? How much snow?
I'm going to go 13 inches.
All right. Randy goes with 13 inches.
Yeah. Like I'm an expert on that deal.
I'm going to go 3.5
inches?
I'm going to take the unders.
You're going to go unders.
Yeah, why not? Nobody else is picking it. Hey, folks, we want to thank everybody that joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, including Brett Maher, also Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball coach, Kyle Means from the Tri-City Storm. Stop by and see them. They're up at the Hilltop Mall parking lot out in front of Herberger's with a little street hockey, getting ready for Packing in Purple. They'll be up there till 1:30. They've got a hot dog lunch, so stop by and see them for that. Tomorrow, Fodder Park track announcer Steve Anderson among our guests as their season is set to get underway.
They can run with snowshoes. It's good.
The Kearney Catholic Given game has officially now been moved to 7 o'clock on Friday. That boys sub-district game, folks. I will update you as often as we get updates. Also, the Kennesaw-Shelton game has been moved to Friday at 6 o'clock at Hastings St. Cecilia. There is girls district action tonight. They're actually going to have the Holdridge-Lexington game at Elm Creek at 4:30. And Northwest and Aurora are going to play at Grand Island Senior High at 5 o'clock.
We'll update you on Twitter. 1550. Our
Jeff, you doing that?
Yeah.
You Twitter updating today?
Yeah, why not?
You're damn right you are.
There
Plus,
you go.
Don't forget, Facebook fans, Nebraska Danger tickets are going out there sometime today. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!